Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting third. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Law. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Vern Law. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Hiller. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting third. The center fielder, Johnny Lewis. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Charlie Smith. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Gary Kolb. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jimmy Schaefer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Galen Cisco. Pitching for the New York Mets, Galen Cisco. And now, play ball. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey strikes out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a fly ball into right field. Kolb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up towards short. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gary Kolb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kolb hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schaefer hits a line drive towards short. Rogers reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rogers for the out. One out. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani hits a line drive into left field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hickman. Bailey reaches second base with a double. Law moves to third. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0 for 1 in the game. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first, with Cisco covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Galen Cisco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cisco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0 for 1 in the game. Hiller hits a pop-up towards the mound. Law settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 1 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 1 in the game. Stargell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hickman. Stargell reaches second base with a double. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0 for 1 in the game. Clendenin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stargell moves to third. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clendenin. The throw from Schaefer and he is safe. Clendenin steals second. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0 for 1 in the game. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stargell tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Pirates. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers hits a pop-up towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lewis takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool hits a line drive into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hickman hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0-for-1 in the game. Pagliarani takes first base on ball 4. Vern Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Law hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pagliarani moves to second. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to second for the out. Pagliarani moves to third. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-2 in the game. Verdon takes first base on ball 4. Bailey moves to second. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-2 in the game. Clemente hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pagliarani scores. Bailey scores. There goes Verdon trying to get to second. Lewis throws the ball into McMillan, who relays the ball to Hiller, who tags Verdon for the out. Two outs. It's 3-0, Pirates. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Stargell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lewis. Stargell reaches second base with a double. Clemente goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Pirates. Gary Kroll now pitching. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clendenin takes first base on ball 4. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into left field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Gary Kolb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kolb is 0-for-1 in the game. Kolb strikes out. One out. Joe Christopher pinch hits for Jimmy Schaefer. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Stevenson pinch hits for Gary Kroll. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a pop-up towards first. Clendenin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0-for-2 in the game. Hiller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Larry Miller now pitching. John Stevenson now catching. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogers takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pagliarani hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rogers moves to second. Vern Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson fires to second and picks off Rogers for the out. One out. Vern Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Miller. Pagliarani moves to second. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bailey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kolb. Bailey reaches second base with a double. Pagliarani scores. Law moves to third. It's 5-0, Pirates. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Law. The slide. Stevenson applies the tag. Law is out. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Verdon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Gene Alley now playing shortstop. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. McMillan hits a line drive into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lewis hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bobby Klaus now playing shortstop. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Clemente hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kolb, who is chasing the ball. Clemente reaches third base with a triple. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-2 in the game. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hickman hits a line drive towards third. Bailey reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Kolb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kolb is 0-for-2 in the game. Kolb hits a line drive into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 5, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-0, Pirates. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pagliarani hits a line drive towards third. Smith reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Law hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hiller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Bailey hits a line drive into left field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Danny Napoleon pinch hits for Larry Miller. Danny Napoleon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Napoleon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ali scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevenson strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0-for-3 in the game. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 6, and the Mets nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Tug McGraw now pitching. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Verdon takes first base on ball 4. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Clemente hits a line drive into left field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Stargell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kolb throws the ball into Hiller, who tags Stargell trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Verdon moves to third. Two outs. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clendenon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lewis, who is chasing the ball. Clendenon reaches third base with a triple. Verdon scores. It's 7-0, Pirates. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mazeroski hits a pop-up towards short. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 7, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bobby Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lewis strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ali scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 7, and New York Mets, 0. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.